we'll start a meditation. Then straighten your back, pull in your stomach a little bit. Relax your shoulders. Bring your shoulder blades together in the back a little bit. Pull out your chest. Relax your fingers. You can pull your hands towards your body and straighten your back. Relax the corners of your mouth. Relax your eyelids. And please come to your breath. Start watching your breath. Especially exhales, watch the exhales closely, long and fine. Dirgha Sukshma. Then imagine the top of this temple is taken off and we can see the blue sky. There are beautiful clouds, puffy clouds. We can see Jetsongkhapa sitting on top of one of the clouds. If you like, you can add his two main students, Gyaltsebjay and Kedubjay. They're smaller. They're sitting behind. Outside looks like Tsongkhapa. Inside, one of the teachers in your life who has changed your life the most could even be your mother. teacher from school, someone who has changed your life a lot. Get used to them taking different forms. They don't have to look like your mother. Probably many of the teachers in your life were Buddhas in disguise. We say masquerading, pretending to be normal people. So they can take different appearances. Get used to meeting them in different bodies. Then today we're going to add part of the meditation. So on your right side, sitting together with you meditating, with her shoulder touching you is your mother also. And on the other side of your mother is your father. And then other members of your family, they are also meditating together with you. And then sitting on your left side, with the shoulder touching you, or the knee touching you, is the person in your life who gave you the most trouble. Could be a boss from your job who gave you a lot of trouble. Could be a boyfriend, girlfriend that you split up with. You gave a lot of trouble. Could be someone else in your life who hurt you. They are also sitting with you. Maybe there's a small group of them. So on your right side are sitting all the people you love. On the left side are sitting people who gave you trouble, even if it was a long time ago. Then right behind them are more family, friends, co-workers. Behind them are people who live in your city, Singapore or Beijing or Guadalajara, Buenos Aires. Behind them are all the people who live in your country. So now it's millions of people behind you. We're lucky we have a big land here that can fit all of them. Then behind them all the people from other countries. So, hundreds of millions of people sitting with you, meditating. Almost to the horizon behind you. Then over the horizon come hundreds of millions of more people. These are the animals of this world, birds, fish, things which walk, dogs, cows, But they are in the form of humans also. They joined the meditating group. Thousands of millions of living people stretching behind you to the horizon, meditating together. Then you ask Tsongkhapa, Jetsongkhapa, for a blessing. And from Tsongkhapa's heart comes a white light. And it splits into millions of rays of light. And those rays of light come to towards each person who is meditating, thousands of millions of people. And on the tip of each ray of light is another Jetsongkhapa. So thousands of millions of rays of light coming out of the heart of Jetsongkhapa. As big as a McDonald's drinking straw. And on the front of each ray of light is another Jetsongkhapa. They come in. Settle on the top of each person's head, facing the same way. You can feel the warmth of Jetsongkhapa's body on the top of your head. Inside, it's a dear teacher in your life. Then go into your heart chakra. Heart chakra is in front of your spine, just in front of your spine, at the level of your heart. There's a tiny space there. Tiny crystal ball. A drop. Clear drop. Inside that drop are all the good deeds you've done. Seeds in your life. There are all the mistakes you've made in your life. Bad seeds, black seeds. There are billions of them. But choose one. Choose the bad habit you have, which is most chronic, which bothers you every day, every week. Same mistake for many years, something you can't stop. Choose this seed. And think about that seed. It's going to grow every day stronger. Those seeds double every day. So that bad habit It can only get stronger in the years to come. And it will cause us more and more unhappiness, more trouble. Then ask Tsongkhapa for help. I would like to stop this bad habit. I would like to see it clean from me. And then from Tsongkhapa's heart, on the top of your head, beautiful white nectar comes down, pours down his body, comes out the lower part of his body, sinks into the top of your head. And all the seeds from that old bad habit, black seeds, they start to become, they change into the form of spiders, scorpions, snakes, black colored, crawling through your body. And they can feel the nectar coming down, beautiful nectar. And it makes them afraid. They don't want to touch it. And so they retreat down the body as the nectar flows to your throat, coating the inside of your body. Beautiful, white, soft, sweet, warm nectar. Now it seeps down to your heart, your whole body down to your heart. Those creatures, evil creatures, are retreating lower, and the nectar reaches your navel, covers your whole body down to your navel, and the bad creatures, are your old bad habit, is too crowded now in the lower part of your body, so they start to crawl out, rushing out of the your anus and your pee-pee place, your poo-poo place, those two holes, they start crawling out. They are running away. Then quickly you crack open the earth below you. And there's a crack with a deep, deep crevice, very deep. It goes down miles. And they begin to fall down this crevice through the darkness. These dark creatures of your bad habit, they are falling for miles down into the earth. At the very bottom, there's a cavern, dark cavern. Sitting on the stone floor of this cavern is a huge red, dark red bull with horns. Very crazy and powerful. And his mouth is open, jaws, fangs. His mouth is facing upwards. He's been waiting for you your whole life. He's been waiting for you to die. Come to his jaws. He hungers for your life. He was born with you when you were born. and into his open mouth, uplifted mouth, drop these terrible creatures, scorpions, spiders, snakes. They drop into his mouth. Then his mouth closes and he tastes them. He looks down. For the first time in your life, his jaws close. He looks down instead of up at you. And he feels some kind of... he feels full and satisfied. And his anger and his craziness goes away. He becomes calm, docile. And he lays down on the stone floor of this cavern, contented. Thousands of his friends, cruel creatures and spirits of dark, also feel satisfied. They lay down in the darkness and then quickly let's close that crack in the earth below us. We close the stone and the earth together. We lock them in the darkness. We knit the crack together with our concentration. The earth fuses like diamond. And then we place a vajra cross, two vajras crossed, just like a seal, unbreakable seal that cannot come back, cannot get out. Because of that seal, the two lower holes of our body are also sealed. The nectar has been flowing, and now the nectar starts to pool and collect like honey poured into a cup. And it starts to fill our body very slowly. Feel the warmth and sweetness, the energy, the life, life-giving force of amrita, nectar of deathlessness. It fills up to our hips. Slowly filling the body with white light. It comes to our navel, fills us to our navel. Then we start to notice on top of the liquid our little pieces of gray, like the shell of seeds or the wings of insects. Little subtle pieces of leftover darkness. Small bad seeds, small seeds that will cause sadness or uncertainty, doubts, anxiety. They are rising up. As the nectar rises, it carries them floating on the top. There, rise up to the level of your heart. The last vestiges of negative seeds, your bad habit, small forms of it that come out during the day, reach up to your throat, the nectar. Past your mouth, past your nose, past your eyes, reaches the top of your head. Then a small hole forms at the top of your head and the nectar begins to overflow. Pour out, and you can feel it pouring down the outside of your head, like melted butter. And it's carrying just the small leftover seeds of that habit. Feel the nectar, like melted butter, coming down your face, the back of your head, the sides of your head, down to your shoulders. Down your arms to your hands. Down your chest, your back, your belly. And then dripping over your legs to the ground like a waterfall, and then flowing away those small leftover seeds, gone away from you. Then you bring your mind to your heart, your chest. Inside your chest is a small cloud of gray. These are the seeds for the seeds. These are the seeds for the habit. They still live inside of you like a shadow. In your heart, there's a shadow. It's not physical like those seeds, it's just a shadow. It's not like the strong black seeds that you push down. It's not like the little skin or sheath of the seeds, that gray that you pushed out the top. This is just the tendency for the tendency, the habit for the habit. And it's like a shadow on your heart. Insubstantial, gray shadow. Then ask Tsongkhapa to destroy this shadow on your heart, last remaining shadow. And a burst of light comes out of Tsongkhapa's body, bursts in a flash in your chest like a photo flash, like a camera flash. And there's a burst of honey, white honey, powerful in your heart. And the shadow is gone. And where that touches your body becomes like crystal, like glass, polished glass, but alive, living crystal, breathing crystal. Your whole body is pure. You, in your mind's eye, you look behind you and there are, to your right, your mother, your father. Their bodies are like crystal. They look like angels. They're really happy, relaxed, very, very beautiful. Then to your left, touch, still touching your shoulder, are the people who you used to hate, who gave you trouble. Now all of them are like angels, crystal. They're also very happy, clean, pure, loving. And then the crystal spreads behind you to the people of your city. A wave of crystal beauty touches all the people of your country. And then people of all the countries of the earth, they are angels, pure, warm, loving. And then it touches all the creatures of the earth, fish, birds, animals, in the form of angels, all the way to the horizon. Millions upon millions of angels, happy, loving, perfect. Then you ask that Tsongkhapa on your head, your dear teacher, please come into my heart, stay in my heart. They get smaller from the size of your hand, they shrink to the size of your thumb. They come down the central channel of your body, slowly. And they stay in your heart. And you say, will you promise to stay with me? And they smile and they say, sure, I will stay. For today, I will stay in your heart. For the rest of your life. And for all time, I will stay with you. In your heart. Okay, then you can slowly open your eyes.